The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. You can get 15% off any voiceover project I do for you just by mentioning that you heard it right here on the LifeSpring Family Bible. Hello and how are you today? This is the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 289. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Jeremiah chapters 25 through 28. Let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 25. In the fourth year that Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah. That was the same as the first year that Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon. So the prophet Jeremiah spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the people who were living in Jerusalem. For the last 23 years, he said, from the 13th year that Josiah son of Ammon was ruling in Judah until now, the Lord has been speaking to me. I told you over and over again what he said, but you would not listen. Over and over again the Lord has sent his servants, the prophets, to you, but you have not listened or paid attention. He said through them, each of you must turn from your wicked ways and stop doing the evil things you were doing. If you do, I will allow you to continue to live here in the land that I gave to you and your ancestors as a lasting possession. Do not pay allegiance to other gods and worship and serve them. Do not make me angry by the things that you do. Then I will not cause you any harm. So now the Lord says, you have not listened to me, but you have made me angry by the things that you have done. Thus, you have brought harm on yourselves. Therefore, the Lord who rules over all says, you have not listened to what I said. So I, the Lord, affirm that I will send for all the peoples of the north and my servant, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and all the nations that surround it. I will utterly destroy this land, its inhabitants, and all the nations that surround it and make them everlasting ruins. I will make them objects of horror and hissing scorn. I will put an end to the sounds of joy and gladness, to the glad celebration of brides and grooms in these lands. I will put an end to the sound of people grinding meal. I will put an end to the lamps shining in their houses. This whole area will become a desolate wasteland. These nations will be subject to the king of Babylon for 70 years. But when the 70 years are over, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation for their sins. I will make the land of Babylon an everlasting ruin. I, the Lord, affirm it. I will bring on that land everything that I said I would. I will bring on it everything that is written in this book. I will bring on it everything that Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will make slaves of the king of Babylon and his nation too. I will repay them for all they have done. So the Lord, the God of Israel, spoke to me in a vision. Take this cup from my hand. It is filled with the wine of my wrath. Take it and make the nations to whom I send you drink it. When they have drunk it, they will stagger to and fro and act insane, for I will send wars sweeping through them. So I took the cup from the Lord's hand. I made all the nations to whom he sent me drink the wine of his wrath. I made Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, its kings and its officials, drink it. I did it so Judah, its kings, and its officials would become an object of horror and of hissing scorn, an example used in curses. Such is already becoming the case. I made all of these other people drink it. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his attendants, his officials, his people, the foreigners living in Egypt, all the kings of the land of Uz, all the kings of the land of the Philistines, the people of Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, the people who had been left alive from Ashdod, all the people of Edom, Moab, Ammon, all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, all the kings of the coastlands along the sea, the people of Dedan, Tema, Buz, all the desert people who cut their hair short at the temples, all the kings of Arabia who live in the desert, all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, all the kings of Media, all the kings of the north, whether near or far from one another, and all the other kingdoms which are on the face of the earth. After all of them have drunk the wine of the Lord's wrath, the king of Babylon must drink it. Then the Lord said to me, tell them that the Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, drink this cup until you get drunk and vomit. Drink it until you fall down and can't get up. For I will send wars sweeping through you. If they refuse to take the cup from your hand and drink it, tell them that the Lord who rules over all says, you most certainly must drink it, For take note, I am already beginning to bring disaster on the city that I call my own. So how can you possibly avoid being punished? You will not go unpunished, for I am proclaiming war against all who live on the earth. I, the Lord, who rules over all, affirm it. Then Jeremiah make the following prophecy against them. Like a lion about to attack, the Lord will roar from the heights of heaven. From his holy dwelling on high, he will roar loudly. He will roar mightily against his land. He will shout in triumph like those stomping juice from the grapes against all those who live on the earth. The sounds of battle will resound to the ends of the earth. For the Lord will bring charges against the nations. He will pass judgment on all humankind and will hand the wicked over to be killed in war. The Lord so affirms it. The Lord who rules over all says, disaster will soon come on one nation after another. A mighty storm of military destruction is rising up from the distant parts of the earth. Those who have been killed by the Lord at that time will be scattered from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be mourned over, gathered up, or buried. Their dead bodies will lie scattered over the ground like manure. Wail and cry out in anguish, you rulers. Roll in the dust, you who shepherd flocks of people. The time for you to be slaughtered has come. You will lie scattered and fallen like broken pieces of fine pottery. The leaders will not be able to run away and hide. The shepherds of the flocks will not be able to escape. Listen to the cries of anguish of the leaders. Listen to the wails of the shepherds of the flocks. They are wailing because the Lord is about to destroy their lands. Their peaceful dwelling places will be laid waste by the fierce anger of the Lord. The Lord is like a lion who has left his lair. So their lands will certainly be laid waste by the warfare of the oppressive nation and by the fierce anger of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 26. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah at the beginning of the reign of Josiah's son, King Jehoiakim of Judah. The Lord said, go stand in the courtyard of the Lord's temple. Speak out to all the people who are coming from the towns of Judah to worship in the Lord's temple. Tell them everything I command you to tell them. Do not leave out a single word. Maybe they will pay attention and each of them will stop living the evil way they do. If they do that, then I will forego destroying them as I had intended to do because of the wicked things they've been doing. Tell them that the Lord says, you must obey me. You must live according to the way I have instructed you by my laws. You must pay attention to the exhortations of my servants, the prophets. I have sent them to you over and over again, but you have not paid any attention to them. If you do not obey me, then I will do to this temple what I did to Shiloh, and I will make this city an example to be used in curses by people from all the nations of the earth. The priests, the prophets, and all the people heard Jeremiah say these things in the Lord's temple. Jeremiah had just barely finished saying all the Lord had commanded him to say to all the people. All at once, some of the priests, the prophets, and the people grabbed him and shouted, "You deserve to die! How dare you claim the Lord's authority to prophesy such things? How dare you claim his authority to prophesy that this temple will become like Shiloh and that this city will become an uninhabited ruin?" Then all the people crowded around Jeremiah. However, some of the officials of Judah heard about what was happening, and they rushed up to the Lord's temple from the royal palace. They set up court at the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's temple. Then the priests and the prophets made their charges before the officials and all the people. They said, "This man should be condemned to die because he prophesied against this city. You have heard him do so with your own ears." Then Jeremiah made his defense before all the officials and all the people. "The Lord sent me to prophesy everything you have heard me say against this temple and against this city. But correct the way you have been living and do what is right. Obey the Lord your God. If you do, the Lord will forgo destroying you as he threatened he would. As to my case, I am in your power. Do to me what you deem fair and proper. But you should take careful note of this. If you put me to death, you will bring on yourselves and this city and those who live in it the guilt of murdering an innocent man. For the Lord has sent me to speak all this where you can hear it. That is the truth." Then the officials and all the people rendered their verdict to the priests and the prophets. They said, "This man should not be condemned to die, for he has spoken to us under the authority of the Lord our God." Then some of the elders of Judah stepped forward and spoke to all the people gathered there. They said, "Micah from Moresheth prophesied during the time Hezekiah was king of Judah. He told all the people of Judah, 'The Lord who rules over all says, Zion will become a plowed field. Jerusalem will become a pile of rubble. The Temple Mount will become a mere wooded ridge.' King Hezekiah and all the people of Judah did not put him to death, did they? Did not Hezekiah show reverence for the Lord and seek the Lord's favor? Did not the Lord forego destroying them as he threatened he would? But we are on the verge of bringing great disaster on ourselves. Now there was another man who prophesied as the Lord's representative against this city and this land, just as Jeremiah did. His name was Uriah, son of Shemaiah from Kiriath-Jearim. When the king and all his bodyguards and officials heard what he was prophesying, the king sought to have him executed. But Uriah found out about it and fled to Egypt out of fear. However, King Jehoiakim sent some men to Egypt, including Elnathan, son of Achbor, and they brought Uriah back from there. They took him to King Jehoiakim, who had him executed and had his body thrown into the burial place of the common people. However, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, used his influence to keep Jeremiah from being handed over and executed by the people. Jeremiah chapter 27. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah early in the reign of Josiah's son, King Zedekiah of Judah. The Lord told me, "Make a yoke out of leather straps and wooden crossbars and put it on your neck. Use it to send messages to the king of Edom, Moab, Ammon, Tyre, and Sidon. Send them through the envoys who have come to Jerusalem to King Zedekiah of Judah. Charge them to give their masters a message from me. Tell them, 'The Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says to give your masters this message. I made the earth and all the people and animals on it by my mighty power and great strength, and I give it to whomever I see fit. I have at this time placed all these nations of yours under the power of my servant King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. I have even made all the wild animals subject to him. All nations must serve him and his son and grandson until the time comes for his own nation to fall. Then many nations and great kings will in turn subjugate Babylon. But suppose a nation or a kingdom will not be subject to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Suppose it will not submit to the yoke of servitude to him. I, the Lord, affirm that I will punish that nation. I will use the king of Babylon to punish it with war, starvation, and disease until I have destroyed it. So do not listen to your prophets or to those who claim to predict the future by divination, by dreams, by consulting the dead, or by practicing magic. They keep telling you, 'You do not need to be subject to the king of Babylon.' Do not listen to them, because their prophecies are lies. Listening to them will only cause you to be taken far away from your native land. I will drive you out of your country, and you will die in exile. Things will go better for the nation that submits to the yoke of servitude to the king of Babylon and is subject to him. I will leave that nation in its native land. Its people can continue to farm it and live in it. I, the Lord, affirm it." I told King Zedekiah of Judah the same thing. I said, "Submit to the yoke of servitude to the king of Babylon. Be subject to him and his people. Then you will continue to live. There is no reason why you and your people should die in war or from starvation or disease. That's what the Lord says will happen to any nation that will not be subject to the king of Babylon. Do not listen to the prophets who are telling you that you do not need to serve the king of Babylon, for they are prophesying lies to you. For I, the Lord, affirm that I did not send them. They are prophesying lies to you. If you listen to them, I will drive you and the prophets who are prophesying lies out of the land, and you will all die in exile." I told the priests and all the people, "The Lord says, do not listen to what your prophets are saying. They are prophesying to you that the valuable articles taken from the Lord's temple will be brought back from Babylon very soon. But they are prophesying a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Be subject to the king of Babylon. Then you will continue to live. Why should this city be made a pile of rubble?" I also told them, "If they are really prophets and the Lord is speaking to them, let them pray earnestly to the Lord who rules over all. Let them plead with him not to let the valuable articles that are still left in the Lord's temple, in the royal palace, and in Jerusalem be taken away to Babylon. For the Lord who rules over all has already spoken about the two bronze pillars, the large bronze basin called the Sea, and the movable bronze stands. He has already spoken about the rest of the valuable articles that are left in this city. He has already spoken about these things that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon did not take away when he carried Jehoiakim's son King Jeconiah of Judah and the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem away as captives. Indeed, the Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, has already spoken about the valuable articles that are left in the Lord's temple, in the royal palace of Judah, and in Jerusalem. He has said, 'They will be carried off to Babylon. They will remain there until it is time for me to show consideration for them again. Then I will bring them back and restore them to this place. I, the Lord, affirm this.'" Jeremiah chapter 28. The following events occurred in the same year, early in the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah. To be more precise, it was the fifth month of the fourth year of his reign. The prophet Hananiah, son of Azur, who was from Gibeon, spoke to Jeremiah in the Lord's temple in the presence of the priests and all the people. "The Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, 'I will break the yoke of servitude to the king of Babylon. Before 2 years are over, I will bring back to this place everything that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon took from it and carried away to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place Jehoiakim's son Jeconiah of Judah and all the exiles who were taken to Babylon. Indeed, the Lord affirms, I will break the yoke of servitude to the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah responded to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the Lord's temple. The prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do all this. May the Lord make your prophecy come true. May he bring back to this place from Babylon all the valuable articles taken from the Lord's temple and the people who were carried into exile. But listen to what I say to you and all these people. From earliest times, the prophets who preceded you and me invariably prophesied war, disaster, and plagues against many countries and great kingdoms. So, if a prophet prophesied peace and prosperity, it was only known that the Lord truly sent him when what he prophesied came true. The prophet Hananiah then took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. Then he spoke up in the presence of all the people. The Lord says, In the same way, I will break the yoke of servitude of all the nations to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon before 2 years are over. After he heard this, the prophet Jeremiah departed and went on his way. But shortly after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, Go and tell Hananiah what the Lord says. You have indeed broken the wooden yoke, but you have only succeeded in replacing it with an iron one. For the Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, I have put an irresistible yoke of servitude on all these nations, so they will serve King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and they will indeed serve him. I have even given him control over the wild animals. Then the prophet Jeremiah told the prophet Hananiah, Listen, Hananiah, the Lord did not send you. You are making these people trust in a lie. So the Lord says, I will most assuredly remove you from the face of the earth. You will die this very year because you have counseled rebellion against the Lord. In the 7th month of that very same year, the prophet Hananiah died. So today we hear again about false prophets and how God despises them. Anyone who believes in a false prophet will certainly be punished according to what God told Jeremiah. Also, woven throughout the chapters today was a message of grace, where God said, If you turn to me, I will not do what I have told you. Even throughout all of this, God is still a God of love and forgiveness. Never forget that. Thank you for joining me today. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.